Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 2016. The topic is mindset, and the title is The Universal Truth of Success. How do you become successful? One failure at a time. Often, beginner-level clients struggle because they stop trying. They try something, it doesn't work as expected, so they quit. They become demoralized. They kind of let one failure lead into a day of failure, into weeks of failures, into a month, into a year. They try something, it doesn't work as expected, so they quit. If you're one of those people, you may look at successful people and wonder, how do they do it? The successful people tried something. It too often doesn't work as expected, but then they tried again. Hopefully, after some analysis and an adjustment to the approach, because trying the same thing twice often doesn't magically work the second time. It can sometimes because you just get lucky in a season of life or a moment and somehow it ends up working, but that's not often the case. Typically, we do have to make some adjustments, but the key is that they tried again. If you read any business success book, and I'm pretty sure I can literally say any, you're going to hear a story of failures. So here's a list of some of the books I have on Audible. Elon Musk, I've read the autobiography from him, Shoe Dog, The Mindful Athlete, Extreme Ownership, Barking Up the Wrong Tree, How to Be an Imperfectionist, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, The Tipping Point, No Hero, Can't Hurt Me, The Hidden Habits of Genius, It Takes What It Takes, How I Built This, How Brands Grow, The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, This Is Marketing, Rebel Ideas, and there's many, 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 many more. So I have listened to over, I think it's 113 or 114 books now, just through Audible, let alone the books I've read. And hearing of failures is incredibly normal. The more business books you read, the more autobiographies you read, you will hear more and more about failure. I've read mindset books for like athletes, and they talk about how athletes overcome moments of failure. Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink is basically talking about the responsibility of taking a failure and saying, okay, maybe I'm not the cause of this failure, but I'm responsible for the outcome. I am responsible to change this from failure to success. I might not have caused it, but I damn sure got to take it from here. Barking Up the Wrong Tree is how to adjust to repeated failures because maybe you're trying the wrong thing. So there's a, you know, goofy now, but like you're a fish trying to climb a tree when you're just meant to swim in the water, right? So maybe you're just trying the wrong stuff. How to Be an Imperfectionist. That's a great book on how to respond to perfectionism-driven failures. What Got You Here Won't Get You There. Great business book, because often as businesses grow, they need to morph and change in certain ways, and the old ways will actually hold them back if they don't make an adaptation, a shift, and a change in order to grow to the next stage in business. No Hero, just perseverance through typical ups and downs of life. Can't Hurt Me, great book by David Goggins about how his whole life was a failure in his mind until he decided that it wasn't going to be. And it wasn't that all of a sudden everything became easy. God, no. Great book. So I definitely would suggest you read that. Is when he decided he didn't want to accept failure anymore, life got worse in many ways for him. But eventually it did get better. The Hidden Habits of Genius, talking about how people are amazingly successful and well-renowned in one area, but they could be complete and utter failures in other areas of life. It Takes What It Takes, fighting through failures to be successful. Rebel Ideas was a good book on just people not seeing your vision and kind of dealing with disbelief. And that was just an interesting book. I thought that was a really fun book. There's a lot of great books out there. There are, I'm sure, an infinite number of podcasts and YouTube videos and stuff on top of that. But the more you expose yourself to the stories of success, you will hear that it's a series of failures. Michael Jordan being cut from his high school basketball team. J.K. Rowling being denied 12 times before Harry Potter was published. We've heard these stories. I believe that probably everyone listening to this podcast has heard a story of someone failing, but yet they persevered to become successful. We've all heard those stories, but we don't often believe that same story could be true for us. Why? Because we often overestimate what perseverance looks like. We think it's an endless loop of Rocky montages. And what I mean by that is you have to go to battle, get this super focused mindset, exclude everything else in life. This has to be your number one priority, and you're weak if it isn't. You have to grind away every day, no sleep, no eat, no room for friends, no room for family, family's weakness, all this other absolute bullshit. Absolute bullshit. We believe that we can't withstand that depth and intensity, or that we can't get to that exclusive component of a life. I'm not going to cut out my family, not going to cut out my work, not going to make this my singular focus in life, because that wouldn't actually make me happy. I would actually just have another series of failures on top of the failure I'm already experiencing, right? What's helpful to know is that perseverance actually looks a lot more simple than what we think it is. Maybe you missed your workout yesterday because you got a poor night's sleep the night leading into the morning when the alarm went off and you're supposed to get up out of bed and work out. You hit the snooze button instead. You're like, I'll catch the workout later in the day. I really need to sleep. I'm so tired. But later in the day, you were overwhelmed. You were tired. You had a million people asking a million things, so you didn't get the workout in. Common. That's very common, right? But maybe today, you're going to get home from work and you're going to start your evening chores a little sooner. You're going to lay in bed instead of laying on the couch at 9:30. And instead of watching a video on your phone, which will keep you awake because of the visual interaction, you're going to listen to an audiobook or a podcast with your eyes closed. You'll end up falling asleep by 10 p.m. instead of 11:30. You'll feel more rested in the morning, and you'll be able to convince yourself to get up out of bed when the alarm goes off and get the workout in. That's what perseverance is you decided to prioritize sleep so you could wake up with more energy and actually get your workout in. That's it. It's that simple. You missed the workout. You said, I missed it because I was tired. Let me try not to be so damn tired next time. Perseverance is you experience a failure, but you decide to try again. Will the new plan work? Maybe, maybe not. But then you'll decide to try something new again. That's what success looks like. A series of those decisions made month after month, year after year. It's a conscious effort to try again. What is success? How do you become successful? One failure at a time. It's one decision to try again at a time. And that allows you to, between the failures, make more and more progress. So maybe you fail multiple times a day to once a day to once every few days to once a week to once every other couple weeks, maybe once a month. In between the failures, you're making more and more progress. That's how you become successful, is you fail less often. Not that you don't fail. You fail less often. The next time that you fail, the next time you fall short of an expectation, ask yourself, is there anything I can change next time to get a better outcome? If you think of an answer, try it. If you can't think of an answer, ask someone else. If you do this on repeat, try, fail, ask, what can I do next time for a better outcome? Try, fail, ask, what can I do better next time for a better outcome? Try, fail, repeat. If you do this on repeat, you will be successful. Success sometimes ends up looking a little different than you expected, but you will have a sense of accomplishment greater than what you perceived possible, greater than what you thought and you know would have been possible if you would have quit. So success can be different. Like maybe you want to get in the NBA, but you end up not being able to be in the NBA, but you get to be a really good, great, maybe a great high school coach. You take your high school team to the state championship. Yeah, you didn't make it to the NBA, but you got to change lives. You got to make an enormous impact in your local community, and you got to accomplish something pretty damn cool. Got to go to a state championship. That is success. So sometimes success looks a little different, but it's still success, and you will still find happiness in those experiences. And that's what you really wanted from success, was happiness. And you're going to find that. So success sometimes looks different, but it doesn't mean it's worse. And it doesn't mean that you won't get what you thought you wanted from what you thought success was. If you want to be successful, the universal truth of success is you will fail. You just have to simply try again. Ask yourself every time you fail, is there anything I can change next time to get a better outcome? If you ask yourself that question, if you find an answer and then you implement that answer, you will become successful. Success is a choice. And it's in the choice that when faced with failure, you try again. That's the choice. Okay? Well, I hope that motivates anybody if they're struggling. If you are struggling and if you need help finding that answer of what to try next, reach out. You can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. On the bottom of the homepage is a contact form. Tell me what you're struggling with, and I'll give you an idea of what to try next. I answer everybody that emails me within 2 weeks, so just give me some time, but I will get you an answer back in 2 weeks. You can try that. Let me know how it went, and I'll give you another answer. So I'm always happy to help. Just reach out on the website, www.brutalirongym.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. The more people that know about the podcast, the more people can be helped by the podcast. Share it in a conversation with a friend. Share it on social media, however you share it. I appreciate that you share it, and hopefully they will as well. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.